This is Sam from the Mask and Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. My pastor, my friend, Jay Stewart, welcome back to the Q&A with Koloff.
Oh, thanks, Nikita. Man, what an honor to be back again, and excited about firing a couple of questions your way and dialoguing with you a little bit more, man.
Well, before we get there, last time we had, I think we had you and Pastor Derek Hawkins on together. And
yes, we did.
Man, you guys like stretched me like Gumby, you know, with the, some of these questions you were firing. Because for folks who you don't know is, like, I don't ask these guys, anyone to submit questions to me. And I have some who do, but typically this is just an organic conversation here. I'm not asking, like, let me see the questions ahead of time so I can prepare. These are like they're like my old wrestling days of interviews, 100% spontaneous, no scripts in front of me here. So, yeah, so it's always fun. But for those who don't know, Jay Stewart pastors the church down in Kannapolis, North Carolina, K-Town, as we affectionately call it, home of the Cannonballers minor league baseball team. And our relationship goes way, way, way back, 28-plus years. Back to the back to the day I surrendered my life to the Lord, 1993, and so we've known each other since that and built a relationship. But Jay, give our listeners just a quick backdrop on the Refuge and Jay Stewart, maybe your lovely bride Mel and your family.
Awesome, yeah. So we planted, had the great privilege of planting the Refuge 18 years ago, and now we're a multi-site church with campuses on three different continents. And we've just seen the Lord do amazing things. Has nothing to do with us, everything to do with Him. And journeying along with me is my wife, Melanie, of 39 years. We've been married. I actually had the privilege of leading her to the Lord in high school. And we have five kids and now four grandkids. And just so grateful, man, living a blessed and wonderful life. And God's just allowed us to do a lot of things for the kingdom, and we're thankful.
That's amazing. And wow, how many men out there? How many men? How many of you can say you led your wife to Jesus? I'm guessing not many, but maybe a few. But wow, what an honor, what a privilege that would have been to lead your bride to the foot of the cross, and eventually lead to marriage. And all these years later, here you are. And I know too, Jay, you've been essentially in, let's just say, full time ministry, more or less for going on or close to four decades, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I'm just a few months away from turning 60. And, you know, I really started in ministry when I was about 13 years old. But as far as full-time vocational ministry, it's coming up on 40 years, 38 years now, almost 39. And, I've done a lot of different things in ministry, been in a lot of different places, gotten to preach the gospel on five different continents, and my goodness, just amazing to look back on and realize all that God's allowed me to be a part of.
Well, quite the journey, and God's not done with you yet. And also a book author. We talk about this. We had both you and Pastor Derek. People can go back into our podcast and listen to go back into the archives and listen to the show that we talked about, the book that you and Pastor Derek co-authored called Welded, and then, of course, recently had you back on the Man Up Show, giving us an update on that. The book's in so many different prisons and across the Southeast, and making inroads and impact on racial reconciliation, right?
It is. It's amazing to see how in the last 18 months, God has used the book Welded in so many different places, corporate America, churches, sports teams and in the prisons, and continues to use it. And we get testimonies all the time about the impact of the book and the message of the book. So we're so excited and so thankful for what God continues to do through the book and through the small group curriculum.
Oh, that's amazing. And we'll give that website where people can pick up a copy of that. Of course, Amazon, but I want to give the Refuge website. Before we do that, you got a big conference coming up next month, the month of October. And if you want to talk a little bit about the pastor's cadre, who should come, what the dates are, and then, of course, yeah, we'll give the Refuge website where they can register. But talk about that for our listeners out there, the pastor's cadre. What is it, and who should come, and what are they gonna learn?
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards, Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
That's awesome. So God really has put it on my heart over the last several years to take the now almost four decades of ministry experience and really just pour it into others. And so I'm doing that now in a three-day format, so three-day intensive. So it's open to anybody from around the country that's involved in ministry. And they don't have to be senior pastors or lead pastors. They can be youth pastors, children's pastors, worship pastors, whoever. They can come for those 3 days. And myself and others are going to very strategically pour into them things that we think will equip them, encourage them, and inspire them in these challenging times in which we're trying to minister and in which we're living. We talk about things like how to navigate the cultural wars. We talk about how to have a healthy marriage in ministry. We talk about women in ministry. We talk about racial reconciliation and a host of other things. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, October 18th, 19th, and 20th. There is a cost. There's an early bird registration available, and all of the information is available on the Refuge website, which is therefuge.net.
Therefuge.net, and I'm guessing spouses can come, I'm guessing?
Spouses are encouraged and welcome to come. So men and women, come. It's a great 3 days. People walk away just really inspired, really blown away by what we're imparting to them, and we just have fun. It's a fun time, our very, very refreshing time.
There in Kannapolis, North Carolina, and I know you got a great lineup of speakers and teachers and workshops and breakout sessions and very impacting, very powerful. And I know part of your vision is just see the body of Christ healthy, churches healthy. And so I think it's great, the pastor's cadre. And so go to therefuge.net, therefuge.net, and pick up a copy of Welded. That book will bless you, and register or spread the word on the pastor's cadre. You want to fill that event up and just help these guys empower others in ministry to make an impact, to go back home and make an impact in your local church community. And I can say, for one, in all the years I've known Jay Stewart, and from personal testimonies of other pastors that I've known that he has done one-on-one ministry with, as well as small group ministry with, that that your life will be impacted if you attend this pastor's cadre. So just want to really encourage you to consider to do that. So, well, let's transition here, Jay, and give you the opportunity. And again, man, I have no idea what you're going to ask, but give me the opportunity to ask a question or two here. And what do you want to know about the Russian nightmare? Fire away your first question.
Okay, well, I'm going to go rapid fire for a minute, then we'll jump into just a couple of more questions, all right? So here's rapid fire. If you could have beach or mountains, which one would you take?
Mountains.
You're going mountains. If you could have salty or sweet, which one is it?
Both. I got a sweet tooth. I love both, but sweet.
Okay, all right, sweet. If you could have books or movies, but you couldn't have both, which one would it be?
Well, I'm going to say books because I have become an avid book reader. So books.
Okay. If you could have your sight or your hearing, but you couldn't have both, which one would you choose?
Oh, my gosh. For real? Lord have mercy. Sight. I think I'd rather see and learn sign language or whatever.
Yeah. All right. Here's a last rapid fire question. If you could have one food for the rest of your life, and that was it. What would that one thing be?
I'd have to live off of it?
You'd have to live off of it. Now, it could be pizza, so you could have you could get kind of creative with that, but it's just one thing.
My gosh. Well, yeah, you kind of gave me a little insight there. At least there's some protein and carbs and all kind of the whole combo there. Man, golly, that's not even fair, man. All right, I'm gonna go with your suggestion. I'm gonna go with pizza because I could get real creative with some barbecue sauce, cheese, and some meat on top of that with a buttered ridge. Yeah,
there you go.
All right,
I'm with you on that. I think I would do the same. All right, a little more serious, Nikita. You're a man of many talents, many gifts, and God used you to do so many different things. I mean, you travel and preach, you do autograph signings, you've been a professional athlete, you do a radio show, you do a podcast, you've written books, you've done video stuff. What's your favorite thing to do when it comes to all of those things that you're involved in? What would you say would be the thing that really energizes you the most?
That's such a great question. The first, really, I guess, the initial thing that comes to mind is in a variety of capacities, but that is, I think there's no greater honor, and you're probably going to relate to this perhaps, but I feel at this juncture of life, there's no greater honor, I feel, honestly, than to open up the Word of God, to open up the Bible, and have the privilege of, whether it's standing on a platform in front of 73,000 like I did in Jamaica, or an audience of one, is to be able to share the good news, to share the gospel, and hopefully, even on these radio shows and these podcasts and the TV show that we now, the Man Up TV show we now have, and hopefully in some way plant some seeds that will impact somebody's life, and then one day, I'm envisioning, Jay, as perhaps you have as well, one day be able to be in heaven, people come up and say, I'm here, I'm in heaven because you were obedient to preach the gospel, to share your testimony, your story at an autograph signing or wherever, in Walmart, wherever. And I'm here because you were bold enough and courageous enough to share your faith or share the Word of God, and I surrender my heart to Jesus. So I'm just going to have to kind of lump everything into that category, kind of that way, answer it that way.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yep.
You're listening to The Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Here's my second question.
Okay.
You got the opportunity back in your wrestling days, as you would say. You got to be in a lot of arenas, a lot of venues, a lot of different events, live audiences, television, all of that. Is there one that stands out to you that just the adrenaline was off the chart, the energy in the arena was just electric, and you look back on your career and you say, man, that particular match or that particular event probably stands out above the rest?
Ooh, really hard to nail down. I'm gonna say short answer is yes. So there is an arena and there is a city, but they're two different things. So I'll break it down that way just real quick. So first, the arena, the Baltimore Arena, 1987, Jim Crockett Cup Tag Team Tournament. Dusty Rhodes, the Thupa Power, Nikita Koloff, if you will. We're going to take that Jim Crockett Memorial Senior Cup, baby. Yeah, we're going to take it home in $1 million. And we're going to split $1 million, baby. The son of the plumber. More money than I know how to spend because I never had it because I'm a son of a plumber. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You got to record that and get that to him, man. Oh, my Lord. Well,
He's passed on and I believe walking streets of gold with Jesus now, but he's hearing that from heaven. But his son Cody will hear that, or his son Dustin. But so Jim Crockett Cup Memorial Tag Team Tournament, 2-day tournament in Baltimore. Great, 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 great memory. And then the city, though, I have to throw this in there as a little sidebar. This is Charlotte, North Carolina,
all right,
because both the Charlotte Coliseum, the city of Charlotte, were from the historical seventh win over Magnum TA for the United States Heavyweight Championship, the very first ever Great American Bash in Charlotte against the Nature Boy Ric Flair for my first ever shot at the world heavyweight title. And going back to my friend Dusty Rhodes, when I came to his aid in the Charlotte Coliseum in the cage and we formed the Superpowers. So Charlotte, North Carolina, Baltimore Arena.
Nice. Oh, that's great, man.
Yep.
Great stroll down memory lane right there for all the wrestling fans.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Well, great questions as well. Great questions. We have time for one more if you want, or we can wrap up. Your call.
Oh, man. Let's wrap it up. I had those two in the arsenal, and that's it.
Well, yeah, and your rapid fire. Come on.
And
hello.
My rapid fire, yeah.
Well, awesome. Awesome to have my pastor, Jay Stewart, on the Q&A with Koloff today. And, again, check out therefuge.net. Get more information on the welded book, the pastor's cadre in October. What are those dates again, Jay?
October 18th, 19th, and 20th.
So,
love to have you.
So get somebody there, sponsor somebody, show up yourself. I know you'll be blessed. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, Q&A with Koloff. And if you want to get a personal call from me or come in the studio with me, message me, koloff.net. God bless you.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
Now,
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.